The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Only an entrenched, irresponsible Congress, urged by an irresponsible president, would vote into law an irresponsible health care reform bill of over 2,000 pages, which nobody in Congress read before voting for it, and which will bankrupt and destroy our country. We the people must finally demand term limits. Last week, local resident Bob Leslie offered creative, sensible ideas about changes in our government, focusing on term limits and states' rights. Now, another concerned citizen who believes states' rights and term limits are a must came up with other creative ideas, calling it the Congressional Reform Act of 2009. So let's examine the ideas in this Reform Act, and maybe a groundswell of citizens will get started on congressional changes from both of these Americans' ideas. Senators could introduce the bill in the U.S. Senate, and representatives could introduce a similar bill in the U.S. House. These people could become American heroes. These ideas are from a modest fellow who calls himself merely a fellow American, and here are his 8 concise reforms. Number 1, term limits, 12 years only for each person in office. I would limit it to 6 years per person for the Senate and 6 years per person for the House, because serving in Congress is an honor, not a career. The Founding Fathers envisioned citizen legislators. Serve your term, then go home and back to work. Number 2, no tenure, no pension. Congress will collect a salary while in office and none when out of office. Number 3, Congress, past, present, and future, participate in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund moved to the Social Security system, where Congress participates equally with the American people. Number 4, Congress can purchase their own retirement plan, just as the rest of us do. Number 5, Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Congressional pay will rise by the lower of CPI or 3%. Number 6, Congress loses their current health care system, poor babies, and participate in the same health care system as they created for we the people. Number 7, Congress must equally abide in and by all laws they impose on the rest of us. Remember, serving in Congress is an honor, not a career. The Founding Fathers envisioned citizen legislators. Serve your term, then go home and back to work. And finally, number 8, all contracts with past and present congresspersons are void, effective 1/01/2010, because the American people did not make contracts with congressmen. Congressmen made all these contracts and deals among themselves. P.S. Let's limit lawyers to no more than 15 or 20% of the congressional membership. To conclude, I say, kudos to this modest American who proclaims, quote, "It is my sole intent not to make anyone mad with this email, but instead to make people think. We need to get our freedoms back before it is too late," unquote. And I say, let's go for it. Let's take portions of Bob Leslie's proposals and combine them with this one, and together we can take back our country. It can be done. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.